Romans 10 in verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing. Somebody say hearing.
Hearing.
Cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Somebody say the word. Luke chapter 1 and verse 28. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind, began to think a little bit, what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom, listen to this, there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be? I don't understand this, seeing I know not a man. I'm a virgin. I don't know a man. And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, also, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. Thinking in her mind here. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And listen to this. And Mary said, Behold, get a little confidence here. Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according, listen, to thy word. After she said, Be it unto me according to thy word, the Bible says, and the angel departed from her. Woo, praise the Lord. This morning, for the next little bit, I want to preach from this thought, Be it unto me. Be it unto me. Lord, we thank you for your word today. Bless everyone that is in this place. Bless their hearts, their minds, their spirits. Lord, let our hearts be overwhelmed by your power. Let someone be hungry and thirsty. Let them be drawn to this altar today. And let them have the same attitude, the same mindset as I preach. So let it begin to develop, oh Lord, as it did for Mary when the word of God overshadowed her, when the angel came to her. Lord, let their attitudes, their heartbeats be. Be it unto me. Amen. You may be seated. Look at your neighbor and say, Be it unto me. There are two distinct meanings when the Bible speaks of the word or the word of God. In John chapter 1, it states, In the beginning was the word. And in our scripture that we read here just a few moments ago, Paul said, Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I want to say that again. Faith comes by hearing. Somebody say, I'm hearing.
I'm hearing.
Look at your neighbor and say, I'm not listening, but I am hearing. Praise God. We got to hear the word of the Lord. Hearing by the word of God.
Yes.
The same English word is used However, there is a significant difference in the meaning. So I want to dissect that just for a moment if we can. The word in John 1:1 is logos. According to Thayer's dictionary, logos means the reason of God, the mental faculty of thinking, meditating, reasoning, calculating. The word of God in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17 is rhema. You've probably heard that word before. Its meaning, according to Thayer's dictionary, is this: what is or has been uttered by the living voice, a thing spoken, a word, any sound produced by the voice and having definite meaning. Speech, discourse, what one has said, a series of words joined together into a sentence, a declaration. Somebody say a declaration. Of one's mind made in words, a matter of command. The rhema of God means the expression, the declaration, the utterance, or the command of the Logos. She's still working on this. Praise God. She doesn't know about Logos today. Or the command of Logos, the thought of God. Somebody say the thought of God. Listen to these scriptures. Just a little reference for us here today. Hebrews 11 and 13. Through faith, we understood that the worlds were formed by the word. Somebody say the rhema. The word of God. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. I would to God that we would get a hold of that right now. He didn't grab from somewhere else. He made it out of absolutely nothing. Genesis 1 and verse 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Where we've been learning from on Wednesday nights, a chosen generation, 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 25, but the word, the rhema of the Lord, endureth not just for a moment, but forever. And this is the word, the rhema, which by the gospel is preached unto you. 1 Peter 1 and 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word. Somebody say the word. The rhema, the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. I just got a little bit of a point here today, so I want you to get it real fast. There are three prerequisites that must be met in order for the written word to come alive in a person's life. I believe that on this particular day, that the word can come alive in you if you obey what I'm going to talk about today. Not just because I said so, but because it's something that the word backs up. The word must be understood. The word must be understood, believed, and acted upon. Acts chapter 8 and verse 30. So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, do you understand what you are reading? And he said, how can I unless someone guides me? And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. The place in the scripture which he read was this: he was led by a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before the shear is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away, and who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. So the eunuch, listen to this, answered Philip and said, I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this? Of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and, beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. Now, as they went down the road, they came to some water. Oh, praise God. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What hindereth me from being baptized? Then Philip said, if you believe, listen to me, here it is. We got to believe the word. If you believe within your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. There's some prerequisites, ladies and gentlemen. So he commanded the chariot to stand still. And both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he was baptized. Oh, I want to submit to you today. We got to believe the word of the Lord. We got to understand the word of the Lord. And then we can't just think about it. We got to act upon it. I don't know who you are today. Maybe you believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God. You may believe that you got to be baptized, but you can't just believe it and that's all you do. You got to act upon it. Be it unto you this morning. I don't think that mud pies were a staple diet of the New Testament, but on this particular day, it was the lunch special. How would any of you in this room like a mud pie? I can recall as a young person being at camp that we made mud pies in Lufkin, Texas, but those mud pies were not for us. When beautifully little girls and little boys would come out of their dormitories, me and my friends, I didn't throw them, but I was there. I was part of it, so guilty by association. And it was really the sisters of my friends. Her name is Tennille Gurley and Daniel Hurst, or I don't know, Whaley, and I don't remember the maiden name there, but they picked up these mud pies that we so delicately made, so nice and neat. And they delivered, Brother Noe, these little bitty, I'm talking dripping mud pies. And we threw, well, I say we, I did not throw them. Yeah, your sins will find you out, but I really didn't throw them. They threw them. But how would you like a mud pie? How about, more importantly, how about one made with spit? Water and mud's one thing. But when you hock up a good green one, I lost everybody just then. And I don't know about you, but my mind just wonders when I read the word of the Lord. And maybe he had a plethora of spit that came with one spit. But I've spit in the dirt before, and you can't do much with that. It's almost dried as it hits, you know. So he had it was either multiple spits or I don't know. He's God. He can do whatever he wants to do. He needed a lot. He needed a water faucet that day. I don't know. And it poured out of him. But he had a mud pie made of spit. And he put it in his eyes. It's one thing to hold it in your hand, but this is exactly what Jesus made. He rolled it up and he smeared it on the blind man's eyes and said, go wash in the pool of Siloam. The Bible says he went his way therefore and washed, and the Bible says came seeing. Oh, praise God. Jesus moved faith from the realm of waiting, the realm of obeying and doing. If you really believe, then go do. If you're in this place today and you really believe that God can wash away your sins, then I want to submit to you today, don't just believe, but come to an altar, repent of your sins, and then go to a water of baptism and get baptized in Jesus' name for the remission, the washing away of sins. Faith Somebody shout faith.
Faith
not only believes, but faith does. I believe that because the Son of God put a spit mud ball in my eye that I can see. But now I got to go do something that he told me to do. I got to wash my eyes. And the Bible says he came seeing. I submit to somebody today. If you'll come to an altar, repent, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, you will live an overcoming life. You will be made new. Old things will pass away. And behold, all things will be made new. Not because Darren Gilbert said so or Truth Church of Denison, but the Word. Somebody say the Word.
The Word,
the Word says so. Fireman kicks down the door and yells, "Get out." He submits that information. Get out. There is a fire. What does a person do? What would you do? Would you sit there and say, "I believe that there is a fire. Furthermore, I believe that the firemen are going to lift up a ladder to the second story of my home and they are going to get me out of here, I believe." Absolutely not. That's absurd and absolutely ridiculous. If you act like that, if that is your mindset, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to burn up. That mentality, that comprehension right there will get you burnt completely and totally to a crisp. And I want to submit to you today, if you just say, "Oh, I believe Jesus can forgive me. I believe my sins can be washed away." Then, ladies and gentlemen, if Jesus comes back here and he's coming back very soon, let me tell you something. If all you do is believe and that's all you do, guess what? You'll be burned up to a crisp. But if you obey the word of the Lord, if you believe and do, if you come before the Lord repentant, with a repentant heart, and you go to a water of baptism and get baptized in Jesus' name, he will forgive you, transform you, wash your sins away, and you will be a new creature in Christ. Faith is much more. Faith is a reaction to those facts. If I truly believe the fireman, I'll do what he says. If I truly believe what God is telling me in his word, I'll do what he says.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I got a lot I want to say, but I'm going to stick to my notes today. The house may not be on fire yet, but it will be soon. In fact, the whole world is going to go up in smoke. There is an escape route. I want you to hear me today. There is an escape route. I feel the Holy Ghost right now, and so I'm going to obey the word of the Lord. Hear me right now. You've tried it on your own way too long. You've tried to figure it out on your own way too long. You've tried to do what flesh wanted to do way too long. And I want you to look at me today. Look where it's gotten you. Whoever I'm preaching to today, look at where it has gotten you. You're still found wanting. But if you will obey the word, if you'll believe and obey the word and continue in his ways, continue in his statutes, continue in his commandments, his promise is forever. Obedient faith in the word of God. Media team, if you'd help me, 2 Thessalonians 1. "And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in the flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey," listen, "and that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ." You're not doing anything to me. You're not doing anything to your friend, your spouse, your family member by not obeying the word of the Lord. It's all by yourself, ladies and gentlemen. So it's imperative, and you're the only one that's going to be judged by that if you don't obey the word of the Lord. Because of that, rather, if you don't obey the word of the Lord. So I want to encourage you today, obey the word of the Lord, because Jesus is going to come with wrath, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to come with judgment. It is going to happen. So I say today, Lord, if you want me to do it, and Lord, if you saw me doing it, and Lord, if you believe that I will do it, be it unto me. I'm going to do what your word declares me to do. In order for Mary to conceive the word of God, she had to follow these three steps of understanding, believing, and acting upon the word. That's why she said, be it unto me, listen, according to thy word. According to thy word. Be it unto me according to thy word. Oh, praise God. The blind man was saying, be it unto me. The demoniac said, be it unto me. The 10 lepers said, be it unto me. The woman with the issue of blood, as she pressed through the crowd, she was saying, be it unto me. The man at the pool of Bethesda said, be it unto me. The man with the withered hand said, be it unto me. Blind Bartimaeus, shut up, quit talking. No, be it unto me. The healing is for me. The hope is for me. The help is for me. The widow woman said, be it unto me. The water turned to wine, said, be it unto me. The 5 loaves and the 2 fishes said, be it unto me. Oh, praise God. I want to submit to you today. I don't know what it is that you need. I don't know what it is that you want. I don't know what it is that you've got to have today. You need a miracle? I read through many of them just now. Be it unto me needs to be your attitude. Listen, his promise is forever. His promise is forever. His word is forever settled in heaven. Oh, hallelujah. He's got a miracle for you today. He's got hope for you today. Salvation is free and it's for you today. All you have to do is ask, seek, and find what God wants to have for you today. Be it unto me. All of these miracles occurred in the middle of acting obedient faith. All of the miracles. The raging tempest said, be it unto me. The 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, it was acting obedient faith. Blind Bartimaeus, I heard about this. There's something coming down that road. You know, I've heard about what he does. I've never seen anything that he's done, but I've heard about what he's done. And he said, Jesus, thou son of David. That is acting obedient faith. That is someone that says, hey, I've heard it. Somebody told me about it. Somebody's described to me the miracles and the signs and the wonders that he's done. I believe it, so I'm going to act in obedience to the Lord, and I'm going to seek after him. Sir, if you can't see in the spirit, why don't you step out and say, Jesus, have mercy on me. If you don't have hope today, why don't you scream out, Jesus, have mercy upon me. And that acting obedient faith will get you the answer that Jesus has for you. Ezekiel chapter 5, verse 1. And I'm closing. There he was, a grown man out in the middle of the street playing toy soldiers. He propped up a picture of a city. Then he made an offensive enemy, complete with tents, battering rams, and all the weaponry needed for war. After he had an audience, he rolled on his left side and did not speak a word. The next morning, he was still. He did take a lunch break on his side, of course. He liked hot meals, so he cooked his food. There next to his toy soldiers, he lay on his side for 390 days. Rain, snow, or shine. Then one day a miracle happened. He rolled over. The audience gathered again, but all he did was lay there. After 40 days, he got up. The audience again gathered. What now? He pulled out a sharp blade and shaved his head. He then scooped up the hair and placed it in a scale and proceeded to measure and to separate the hair. Then he preached a while. He wasn't an outcast. He wasn't mentally deranged. He wasn't a drug addict. He was a priest and a prophet. He was obedient. He was Ezekiel. And he was doing what God told him to do. Crazy to hear that story. Pretty absurd. What do you mean? You have all this stuff set up and you're laying there on your side for 390 days and in 40. What are you doing? But listen to me. He was obedient. He was Ezekiel. And he was doing what God told him to do. My question on this Sunday is this. What is God telling you to do? God's not going to ask you to play toy soldiers. But he does ask you to repent. I want you to stand to your feet all across this building. He's not asking you to shave your head. He's not asking you to set up a battlefield. But he does ask you to repent. He says, be healed. He does, sir, say, be baptized. He does tell you and me to forgive people. He does say, don't retaliate. And he does say, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Close your eyes all across this building, because this one's going to make you wince a little bit. He does say, love your enemies. He does say, live holy. He does say, be ye holy, for I am holy. He does tell, I know you've done it 27 times. I know you've done it 100 times. But he tells you to turn the other cheek. Yeah, he's not going to tell you to shave your head. He's not going to tell you to set up an army. But he is going to tell you, go to church. Don't forsake the assembly of yourselves together as the manner of some is. And this one's real hard. And I'm opening these altars right now. Rejoice when you're persecuted. Rejoice when you've been put down, when somebody's come against you. Today, I would submit to you, be as Ezekiel. I would submit to you, be as Mary was. Be it unto me, Jesus. And when we have that attitude, when we have that heartbeat, when we have that desire, Lord, I want it to be unto me. I want it to be what you want in my life. Not what I want, not what my flesh wants, but at thy word, Lord, I'll do what you tell me to do. I will live how you tell me to live. I will go where you want me to go. I won't go where you don't want me to go. I will live how you want me to live, oh Lord. I won't hang around this. I won't be around this. I won't do this stuff, or I will do this stuff. Lord, be it unto me, whatever it is. Would you raise your hands all across this building right now? I want you to lift your voice unto the Lord. Come on, lift your voice unto the Lord right now. God is going to do a great work. God is going to move in this place right now. I believe that somebody is going to repent. I believe somebody's going to receive the Holy Ghost. I believe somebody's going to be renewed. And I believe we're going to baptize someone in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Accept the man. This is what the word says. This is what the Word declares. This is what the Word speaks. Except a man is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. You've got to be born of water and spirit. If you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name, if you haven't received the gift of the Holy Ghost, it's got to happen. Come on, we can baptize you today. Just like the eunuch, what doth hinder you? Nothing. We have a changing room. We have a change of clothes. It doesn't matter your pedigree. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter if you're 10. It doesn't matter if you're 75. It does not matter if you've never been born of water and spirit. Come on, let's be obedient. Let's act on the Word today. Let's do what the Word of the Lord says. Come on, everybody, lift your hands. Lift your voice as they begin to sing in the name of Jesus Christ.
They say this mountain can be moved.
Come on.
They say,
come on, lift your voice. Would you come to this altar?
Never break.
Would you make your way to this altar? Would you find a friend,
but
a loved
they
one?
Don't know you like we
a guest, a brother
do.
Or sister? To pray with,
there is power
to believe with, to encourage in the Lord.
Name.
Let them know. Let's have acting faith today.
We've heard
let's
that
have
there is no way
faith
through.
Today.
We've heard the tide will never change. They haven't seen what you can do. There is power.